This is an MUT Radio podcast. MUT Radio News.
Making headlines this hour. MUT Academic publishes an epoch-defining book. This is while the new Pan-African Parliament members are sworn in. The time is 10 o'clock. Good morning. An academic from the Faculty of Engineering has recently done the university proud for being part of an effort that sought to provide solutions to one of the serious problems that are bedeviling humanity. Dr. Joseph Boapo, a senior lecturer in the Department of Civil Engineering, has authored and edited a 425-page book titled Sewage and Biomass, From Wastewater to Energy, Possibilities and Technology. Dr. Boapo says the book provides a comprehensive exploration of the latest technologies and approaches for converting wastewater and biomass into energy. The book covers a wide range of topics, including the scientific principles behind these processes, the latest advancements in technology, the environmental and economic benefits, and the challenges faced in implementing these solutions at a scale. Dr. Boapo says the book is designed to serve as a crucial resource for researchers, engineers, policymakers, and anyone interested in sustainable energy solutions, offering both theoretical insights and practical guidance. Now, in your other news, the new members of the Pan-African Parliament were sworn in on Monday. These members were appointed to the House after a lengthy process of forming the Government of National Unity in South Africa. The ANC Chief Whip Mdumiseni Ntuli was sworn in yesterday, and he says as the delegation from South Africa, they will work together to ensure unity as the representatives of the country.
We had our own discussion yesterday as the South African delegation. And part of what we were reflecting upon is that now that we're in a Pan-African Parliament, we are here to represent our country and to represent our own parliament. And what is going to be very important in the course of our work, of course, would be to ensure that there's a seamless integration with the rest of the region and to work together as a region so that whatever positions we take, which we want to advance in the Pan-African Parliament, they represent a united southern region, which must then make a contribution, not just for its own programs, priorities and unity, but for the unity of the...
And finally, ukushiya ipolitiki kumnike ithuba lokwenza umsebenzi awuzwa ngaphakathi wokuba usizo kubantu bafunde kabanzi ngokusebenza kwentando yabantu nakokuzikhiqizela ukudla. Unkosazana Mbali Ntuli wayengumholi oqavile kwiDemocratic Alliance usephethe inhlangano ethuthukisa amakhono omphakathi ebizwa ngeGroundwork Collective. Le ntokazi edabuka eMgungundlovu ithi ukuphuma kwezombangazwe kuyisize ukuba igxile kwenzeni umehluko kubantu abasemazikeni aphansi. Uchaza iGroundwork Collective njengenhlangano enhloso yayo ukuthuthukisa umphakathi ngemfundo, ukufundisa ukuphila kangcono ngokuhlomisa abantu ngolwazi lokuphemba amabhizinisi. Uthi abantu bengasebenzisana neGroundwork Collective ngezindlela ezahlukene, kusukela kulabo abafuna ukuvolontiya ngamakhono abo bawadlulisele emphakathini. Abanye bangazinikela ukuze le nhlangano ikwazi ukuba nemali yokuqhuba izinhlelo zokusiza umphakathi. Babuye basebenzisane nosomabhizinisi, izinhlangano zomphakathi neminyango kahulumeni enenjongo efana neyabo. Now to recap your top story this hour. Dr. Joseph Boapo, a senior lecturer in the Department of Civil Engineering, has authored and edited a 425-page book titled Sewage and Biomass, From Wastewater to Energy, Possibilities and Technology. This is all from myself this morning. Do catch your next news bulletin at 1 o'clock. For your MUT Radio News, I am Amahle Mncwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.